showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier. My daughter producer Sam. We put her on the injured reserve for the week. I don't know if we'll see her for the rest of the week because she broke her clavicle getting bucked off a horse the other day, and she's very needy. Like,
I need my
drugs, Dad. I need ice. I need some lasagna.
Just to put this in perspective, I have it on good authority that injury is far, far more painful than any kind of a patella, kneecap, anything. Just so you know.
Oh, how would you know? It's not like you're married. Oh, wait a minute. You are married to an orthopedic surgeon, who we will talk to momentarily, because Adrian Peterson, while not put on IR, he is going to have surgery tomorrow to repair his meniscus. And he could Zimmer say, it could be season ending, could be, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows? It's going to be, he will never play again for this team. That's my prediction. And I don't think he'll ever play again. He's going to be 32. He was supposed to make $18 million. It's a bucket handle tear, and that's why I want to get Dana Harms, Dr. Dana Harms, Katie's husband. Katie Harms filling in for Sam admirably, very good. Well, thank you. But I want to know what a bucket handle tear is and if it means it's season ending. Now, they're talking about that he could be out for the regular season, come back for the postseason.
What postseason?
I don't know if you want him back, because if they make it to the postseason, it means that the running backs they have got them to the postseason.
It is funny how the Vikings are now without their quarterback and their running back.
And their left tackle.
And yet a lot of people are just kind of like, okay, we'll just move ahead. The defense is that good. Defense is good, but come on.
Actually, I think there's other reasons for it. That's Kevin Cusick, by the way. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien with us. Brooks Bollinger will be with us shortly, former Viking quarterback, coach at Creighton, Durham Hall. I think Brian Miller, comic/comic, will be joining us. Well, let me just say thank you to Tom Bernard and the Tom Bernard Network for inviting us to be part of the network a year ago, July. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Brad, Sean, Brian, always seeking justice for the injured, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, Smart Start MN.com. If you or someone you know has a DUI, they will get you back on the road, and there's a lot you have to deal with. You won't have to worry about getting back on the road, because Smart Start will do it for you. MyPillow, Minnesota Bank and Trust mortgage team, Chanticleer Pizza, sponsoring a segment coming up with Kelly in Vegas. Thomas Brand Homes and Frontiersman, where walk-in, mention a BS show, 5% off a used gun. As I mentioned, Kevin's here, and Jeff O'Brien is here, and we'll be joined, I guess, by Brooks in a few minutes.
Just got a text that he just parked. So.
Okay, he'll be up momentarily, and we'll talk to him about this.
The parking has changed here. They got rid of the meters.
Yay, he found
parking.
And
now we got the stupid posts every two blocks.
Well, the problem is because they're building a ramp across the street, so they've lost spots with it. But this ordinarily, you lose your starting quarterback, you lose one of the best running backs in history, and your left tackle, people would be despondent, except Sam Bradford gives his team a lot of excitement at quarterback, and AP was averaging 1.6 yards a carry at 50 yards in the first two games. This team has entered the 21st century with their offense, because it's not going to be run-centric. It's going to start – they're going to be passing the ball a lot and using the running backs, why they picked up Ronnie Hillman.
The problem is you're going to see more guys in the box now. There's going to be no fear of the Vikings running attack. They're going to be blitzing a lot more.
Yeah, but
they're going to be eschewing the run.
But do you have to fear the fact that Stephon Diggs is on the field and Rudolph can do some damage? And now you have a role for Laquon Treadwell and Cordarrelle Patterson. Just send them deep, because they have a guy who can throw it deep.
Well, I think Diggs is going to start seeing some double teaming.
Well, and you have and Jerick McKinnon can catch a ball in the backfield and run with it, whereas that was Adrian's one of his.
So could Asiata and Hillman.
Yeah.
Well, Peters can catch it and then fumble it.
I also don't want to be effusive about it, but I mean, it's not as devastating as it could be for a lot of teams.
No, but it is damaging. You can't get by the fact that they no longer have a runner who can break a 70-yard run. I mean, McKinnon will do decent in his role, But they've lost the home run threat from the running back
position. See, but what I'm not convinced is I think they may have lost it anyway.
There's that. Yeah.
From,
there's
you know,
exactly.
Because I don't think AP, his last five games.
He looked terrible the first game.
It's the same thing when we were lamenting the loss of Bridgewater. We're basing it on what we think was going to happen here with, I mean, you know, Adrian was, he's 31 years old. The first game, I think he only had 31 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a good chance he was going to lose. He was losing. It was a good case. He was hitting the wall this year.
Possible.
Would you let the young man out there in? Would you invite him in? I think that's Brooks.
Yep.
Brooks Bollinger. My God, he still looks like he's in high school. Well, you are in high school. You're coaching in high school. Just get yourself comfortable. Katie's getting in touch with Dr. Dana Harms because I just want to know what a bucket handle tear is and how long realistically we could expect.
Well, I heard
Adrian
it's
Peterson.
Really rare. The name I heard thrown out in the ESPN story was that the one prominent guy who had this injury was Miles Jack, and he never regained or has not regained.
Oh, yet. My God, Miles Jack.
Yeah. He's a linebacker for UCLA.
Okay.
But he was like a great linebacker, and he's basically not amounted to anything. I don't even know if he's in the NFL now.
And, by the way, Dana's on, okay, but I wanted to – Brooks Bollinger is here, former Vikings quarterback, coach at Creighton Durham Hall. And Jeff had told me you were the guy who was the quarterback when AP set the all-time single-game rushing record.
I was.
How many passes did you have in that game?
I don't remember.
Not many, right?
Yeah, I was the quarterback for the second half.
Of the game? Okay.
That was when TJ got knocked out right in the middle of that two-minute drive. And I finished the drive. And then we tried the field goal that led to the longest
Camardia. Yeah, the 109
yards. Yeah, 109 yards. But wow. We finished it up right, and he broke the record.
I would say a lot
of history packed into one afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have Dr. Dana Harms on, and Doctor, I have one question for you.
Okay.
What is a bucket handle tear, and how serious is it? Because that's apparently what Adrian Peterson has. He's having surgery tomorrow.
Well, when we saw him get carried off, that's probably why he couldn't put any weight on it. A bucket handle tear is a tear of the meniscus, which is that C-shaped piece of cartilage between the ends of the bone,
yep,
that's kind of torn in a line around the rim, maybe not all the way out to the rim, but it's still connected on both sides. So if you flip it, it's almost like you're carrying a handle on a bucket. You know how the handle kind of pivots up? That's kind of what it looks like, and if it flips inside the joint, then most of the time people can't straighten out their leg. It's kind of blocking them from straightening out their leg, and that's why they can't put weight on it.
So Mike Zimmer, as Mike Zimmer does, said it could be season-ending. It could be 3 or 4 weeks. Nobody knows. Well, the other stories I've heard, and I believe – I don't think he's coming back this year because this is – your experiences with this, is this a several-week or several-month injury?
Well, it depends on where that tear is, how far from the thin portion or the inner portion is to how far it is out to the periphery. If it's torn way out in the periphery, there's a blood supply to the meniscus, and we can do a surgical repair to it, and there's lots of techniques to do so. But it has to be in the bleeding zone or the red zone or the vascular zone. If it's in the non-vascular zone, which incorporates typically about 60% of the meniscus,
yep,
then what we do is we trim it out because there's no capacity for it to heal. So
okay.
A surgical repair, when people say I'm repairing your meniscus, isn't always as accurate as saying, well, I'm trimming off the unstable portion. But a surgical repair of the meniscus has to be in a vascular zone.
So, well, and this could be why they have not put him on injured reserve yet, because they don't know just how bad it is until they get in there. I mean, you could look at MRIs, and will you not know until you actually go in how bad it is? You have an idea, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have an idea, and you know, and MRIs are quite accurate, but you can almost tell from the MRI, especially if you have a really good radiologist, to determine whether you're close to the vascular zone or not.
Okay.
Now, with a guy like Adrian, you might push the envelope a little bit, saying, gosh, we're really close to that vascular zone and kind of a pink zone or where it's kind of transitioning. We should at least try.
Okay, because that could get him back.
But again, if you're surgically repairing it, then there's that time that get it to fully mature and heal, and you don't always know if you have we always get that complete healing, and it could be that, yeah, they repaired it, we get him back on the field in however many months, even next year, he does another cut. It wasn't really strong enough to hold it, and he tears it again.
I got to be honest with you. Pushing 32 in the offseason, this could be the end of his career. Not that it's a career-ending injury, but does he really want to come back and risk it? And how many more? I don't know how many more
that
years
he's going
to play.
Could be the end of just his time in town here.
Yeah.
That could be true, yes.
That's a positive. Doctor, thank you so much, Dr. Daner Harms. We appreciate you've been on with us three times now, and fortunately we have an in.
Well, thanks for having me. Hopefully I clarified some things for you.
Yeah, no, you did. I appreciate that greatly. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
All right, you know what? Let's take a quick break. As we come back, we want to spend time talking to Brooks Bollinger about his team. I'm sure you're undefeated.
We are, actually.
You've been crushing opponents?
Well,
he's modest.
Relative term.
But I want to talk to you about that job, and also about, you have some, you certainly know quarterbacks. You know the NFL. We'll talk to you about where you think the Vikings and Sam Bradford could be headed. And, I look forward to it, because there's a lot we could certainly talk about and will in a moment. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights, be an advocate for you, and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. SmartStart has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. SmartStart has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and SmartStart representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at SmartStart know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. SmartStart is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to SmartStartMN.com. That's SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Are you looking to buy your first home? Are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
This is Katie's song. What's it, what is this one?
Some nights. Some nights.
I should have guessed that one. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, and former Vikings quarterback and Cretan Darum Hall head coach. Brooks Bollinger, who he reminded us during the break, and I knew you coached at Pitt. I didn't put it together that T.J. Clemmings, the new starting left tackle, played at Pitt. Now, well, you had to coach him or be involved in it because he moved, you said, his senior year to right tackle, or was he a left tackle?
Right. So, yeah, right tackle. Coach Jim Huber, who I'm sure you've crossed paths with.
Yep, from the U. He'd been there.
Yep, and moved him over to offensive line, and just a physically, which I'm sure you guys have talked about before, but physically gifted, can run like a deer and just super athletic. A little raw, obviously, not as much experience as an old lineman, which I think showed up some last year. You can only make up for so much. I mean, to me, tackle's kind of like the quarterback position. Like, you just need baptism by fire at some point.
Not against, but Carolina's where you're getting your baptism.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at right now or how a player, whatever, but I think he's got it in him long term to be a good player in this league and a good offensive lineman. But certainly this situation, you know, all of a sudden you get that call on Tuesday and Wednesday you're rolling into practice and put your big boy pads on and get ready to play Carolina.
But I would guess that Tony Sperano is a very good offensive line coach. You got North Turner. I mean, they must have looked at every other option, including what I had thrown out on Twitter, moving Boone over. You know, they must have looked at who could be give us our best shot at left tackle. Now, obviously, you're a coach and you've been an NFL quarterback. What do they do to help him? Do they put a tight end next to him? Do they keep Zach Line? I mean, somebody in the fullback in to block? You got to get him some help.
Yeah, I think the best coaches I've seen, you find a way. It's a combination of things, right? It's getting the ball out quick, moving the pocket. Maybe sometimes you leave a tight end in. Other times you got a back coming and chipping on his way out. That'll be the cat and mouse game this week because obviously Carolina's going to know that you're trying to protect these tackles a little bit. But I think they got to be multiple in the passing game and obviously run the ball well enough to take some pressure off it. But you're going to have to be multiple. I mean, you can't just drop back and put those guys on an island too many times. You got to pick your spots when you do that. So get the ball out quick, move the pocket, give some chip help, give some tight end help, turn the protection that way, you know, rather than away from them so he can stay off an island. And, you know, I think they still got enough good players in that offense. And obviously if Sam keeps playing the way that he did, assuming you can keep him upright, that you can still function. You don't have to put too many Band-Aids on it yet. But obviously with each piece you lose and you have to replace eventually there's too much to cover up.
You obviously, you watched the game. You took time from watching, I'm sure, a film of your game.
I did. I watched most of it, almost all of it.
Were you impressed by what you saw? I mean, I thought Bradford looked terrific, and he gave them an element they didn't have with Teddy, which is, you know, the long ball. And Stephon Diggs, he reminds me, this was long before you were playing, but he reminds me of Anthony Carter.
Yeah. Yeah. I think now he reminds me a little bit of Antonio Brown.
That's pretty good praise. And you played in, you know, or you coached in Pittsburgh, so you saw him up close.
Yeah, we actually had his brother on our team, and he was right across the hall. But obviously, you know, I don't think he's there yet because he's having a heck of a year. But Diggs, man, he can play the game, and the way he competes and his mentality, he's fun. And the other guy I love is Adam Thielen. I'm a little biased, God, he just keeps getting better, and he's a dang good receiver right now in this league. So, and then you had Kyle Rudolph, and, you know, it's funny. You know, I think you look at Denver last year, and nobody wants to make this comparison right now, but you remember where Denver was sitting this time last year. Peyton looked terrible. The offense didn't have an identity. They couldn't run the ball. They looked terrible throwing the ball, and they said, they got a good defense. We'll see how far it takes them. So I think this team's going to have to evolve a lot, but at the end of the day, I think they got a great culture in that locker room. They got a great group of guys that still believe in that. They're going to have one heck of a defense. I firmly believe that. So this thing's got some time to keep coming together.
Yeah, I think they've got the defense. I heard a stat. I think they're leading the league in takeaways. I mean,
they've had a few of them.
Well, I mean, it's funny. If you talk to any of the Purple People Eater guys, I've heard Alan say it, and you know, I've heard Carl and Gary kind of agree with it. Their attitude was, we could win the game on our own, and if the offense would like to contribute, that's great. They are getting – that defense is getting good. When they start talking about that number of takeaways, they're starting to get to a point where they could start being the deciding factor in games. I don't think they're there yet, but they're getting better.
Oh, I think that – I mean, and they're without two of their starters.
Right.
Xavier Rhodes, who they could certainly use this week, and then and Sharif Floyd are out.
Yeah,
and
Trey Wayne's had too many adventures last
week. And he'll have more with Kelvin Benjamin this week, and even Ted Ginn Jr. can give them that secondary. Because Terrence Newman, I think by midseason, when Rhodes is back, Newman will go back to being a nickel cornerback, and you'll see Wayne's playing more.
They're going to need Wayne's, even if you're going to have Jekyll and Hyde moments like you had Sunday night.
Yeah.
Mostly Jekyll.
Yeah.
Which is scary. I mean, I think the secondary was the scary part, you know, going into that game, especially going against the Packers. But it's so critical to Zimmer's defense to be able to do what he wants to do. He's got to have guys that he can trust to lock up and play man on.
I'm hoping there's been some work on fumble recoveries this week in practice, because they had a good job of forcing the fumble, but getting it.
Well, they don't believe that's not a defense that believes in jumping on the ball. They believe in picking it up and trying to advance it.
At least two times that was literally the problem, is they were planning their run
before
they
got the time ball. They kicked it when they were trying to grab for it. He kicked it. He kicked it right back to the Packer player for
Brooks,
a first down.
What do you tell your players at Creighton? Just jump on the ball? If it's there to pick, you just want them to get the ball, right?
Scoop and score. Scoop and score, baby. I think it's a mentality. You know, listen, that ball takes funny bounces no matter what you try and do. I don't know if there's any way you can I mean, obviously you work on it. We do it every day. But, you know, you look back at those teams in history that have done it, and the one that jumps into my mind is the Bears for so long with Urlacher and them, and kept going, geez, it's just crazy. They make these they create all these turnovers, and how do they do it? And what do they do? It's just the mentality that you create, and I think it fits when you have a defense like that. It fits in of like, hey, we're picking that thing up and we're scoring a touchdown, man, and that's just how you live by and you die by it. So, you know, you
and
can
what
go
are the chances
way.
That you'd have three? I mean, well, four, but three of them go haywire.
Well, a couple of them were just amazing. I mean, it was just like, how did it not? You know, you had to, like, try to miss it.
And there would be, like, four Vikings and one Packer in the pile, and the Packer, you know, had the ball.
Well, and the first one was ripped out of his hands.
That's right.
You know, you recover, then you lose the recovery, and it's, you know, that doesn't happen too often.
That was crazy. In the stat line, though, that counts as a turnover, right?
Yeah, it does. Well, because they recovered it momentarily.
For both teams.
Yeah, they each get one. Well, how many D1 kids do you have this year? Do you feel you legitimately have? Because every year that Creighton seems to have, I mean, there's always at least one, and then often several.
Yeah, you know, it is. You walk in that place, and it's amazing the people that have come through there, and not only had success in high school and then in college, but then are in the NFL and Major League Baseball and hockey. You know, we got Ryan McDonough's the captain of the New York Rangers, who is a heck of a football player as well, I'm told. But right now, I don't think, at least coming in this class, we've probably got maybe one or two 1AA type talents, and a lot of kind of right below that, and just a pack of them. And if you talk to a lot of the people that have had the really good teams over there, a lot of times it's not just the one star or two. It's when you got a whole pack of guys that high school football was really important to, and they're just good, solid football players.
Do you know how good you are yet?
No, I don't. And I told somebody who's asked me the other day, you know, year one, you're just getting back into it, and haven't been around as much. I think some of those guys that have been doing it for 25 years and they know what's coming up the pike, and they can look at their team pretty quick and say, we can be this, this, and this. And for me right now, I think for two reasons. Number one, just because where I'm coming from, and number two, we have a lot of kind of youth and inexperience on offense. Talented kids, but we're still learning. And sometimes you look young and sometimes you look really talented, and we got to just level out the consistency. And I think if that light bulb goes off with those guys, we got a chance to be a pretty good team.
You're 2 weeks in or two games in. Do you anticipate, have you been going back and forth? You're like, well, maybe this guy should be here, or this guy should be on defense, this one should be an off. I mean, is your team set yet, or you still think it's a work in progress, knowing who's going to play where when you're toward the end of the season and the postseason run?
Yeah, I think it's always a work in progress. Number one, just like we're talking about the Vikings, you got Knicks and Tweaks, and you know, we don't have 4,000 kids in our school like some of these places where we get pretty thin in a hurry at some spots. So you have to get creative, where all of a sudden you got a linebacker playing left guard, and you're trying to fill spots in. And I think high school more than any other level is maybe it's true at every level, but especially in high school, you're not going to get overcomplicated. You know, you're not going to sit and devise all these schemes because there's just only so much you can get accomplished with the time you have. At the end of the day, it's how do we put our best players in a position to either on offense have the football in their hands because they make you right most of the time, right, when your best players have the ball. So how do we get them a ball and how do we put them in a position to make tackles on defense and then just let them go? But I think you're constantly trying to – and you're still learning – you know what? He's not as good as we thought there. We got to get him down here. Because the biggest difference in high school is you just don't have that much time with him. You know, I mean, yeah. You're limited with how much time you have with all the players and between school and all the other stuff they got going on. It's an interesting
thing. Well, these damn high schools, they make them go to class.
I know. It is just ridiculous.
It just ruins it for you.
Kind of like the good old days.
Yeah. Now, do you have a full platoon? I mean, how many kids are playing both ways for you?
You know, I'd say probably four that are going pretty good clip on both sides of the ball, and then a number of other ones that'll kind of be situational.
Is that tough for you? Is it because you want to get as many kids involved, obviously? And I mean, you ignore what the parents have to say, but I would think the temptation is get your best player, no matter what, at that position. And will we see more of that, or do you anticipate seeing more when you do start getting ready to go into the state playoffs?
I think probably a little bit, especially as the season goes on too. Guys are more comfortable in the game and they get their wind a little better, especially the O&D linemen. You know, you go the first couple of weeks and those guys get huffing and puffing pretty good. And so I think you see more of that with spotting some of the big guys. And the other reason I think is, as I said, you don't have much time with them, so it's hard to practice both sides of the ball.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, especially if a kid's a returning starter on defense and he kind of knows that cold, now you can pull him away a little bit and get him some offensive meeting time. But, man, the weeks go so fast that it's really hard to find enough time to get anything practiced when you're flipping sides of the ball.
Yeah, that makes sense because he's yeah, that, like I said, that pesky schoolwork that they have to get done.
Well, yeah, we're all for schoolwork, man.
No, I know you are. Also, now you obviously you have your degree, you know, which not every former NFL quarterback can say. And how do you make your schedule work? Because you work. I mean, right? You do investments.
Yep, I work with a financial planning firm, and I have four kids at home of my own. So the first thing that makes it work is my wife. Well, she's an alum of Creighton.
That
so
helps.
I think that helps at home. But the schedule has been tricky, especially for year one, because everything's new year one. You know, it's harder to delegate things. It's harder to wrap your arms around. You just kind of got to put out fires.
Well, do you have coaches that are in the school?
Yeah, we have four that are in the school.
Okay.
And then, so that helps. I have a great staff. Tony Dana, who played for University of St. Thomas, played linebacker from Glenn. Actually, he's went to high school at Hill Murray, but Tony's a great addition to my staff.
Jeff thumbs up being a St. Thomas guy.
And then my dad. My dad moved down.
Oh, he's coaching with you too?
Right. He is.
Well, he coached you, right?
He didn't.
He didn't.
He was the offensive coordinator at the University of North Dakota when I was growing up, and I grew up around all those teams. And then my senior year, he actually went into the development side, fundraising for the athletic department, and he volunteered, you know, with our high school, helped out some. But that was the only time he ever really watched.
Now wait a minute, your dad's helping out. He's got this great experience. Isn't that cheating a little bit? Bringing in a guy who knows what he's doing.
No,
I'm kidding.
We day in Catholic schools, we always get accused, don't we?
No, I think it's great. And what? How much fun must that be to work with your dad?
It's pretty special. It's been great because the funny thing, as a little kid, I went to practice every single day after school, and then as I got older. You know, I had to miss a lot of his stuff with football, and he had to miss a lot of mine because he was coaching.
How weird is it, though, to be your dad's boss?
Yeah, well, I still don't quite feel like that.
What do you call him? Coach?
Coach Bo. That's Coach Bo. That's what he's always been to his players, and that's what he is to our players now. And so I'm there. Sometimes my players will make fun of me because I'll be screaming across the field to try and get them over.
Dad.
You know, and they give me a hard time. It's fun to have him around.
That's neat.
He's working his butt off, and a big safety net for me to have those eyes up in the box.
Well, little does Bob know it, but Sam is really his boss, too. So, yes, you know, there's a similar situation.
Sam is my producer normally, but she fractured her collarbone a few days ago getting bucked off a horse. And Katie has been great to help out and you know, and step in for her. So I'm very appreciative that she's doing that. Okay, let me just go back. So how did your wife handle when you were at Hill Murray, being a Cretan gal?
Oh, she was good. We had a great experience.
Was it one year or two there?
Just one.
And then you went to Pitt.
Yeah, and I think the reason, one of the reasons she's so good with the schedule now is, you know, she's been a college coach's wife.
She likes this better?
Yeah. Yeah, no question. There's great things about being in college and some of the great experiences you have as a family, but, you know, I don't know if there's many things more difficult on a family than coaching at that level.
Two years at Pitt.
You're never home.
You're never home. And it's you know, especially what I always say is, too, it's in a city the size of Pittsburgh, it's, you know, so they're like 30-minute commute. So it's not just like you pop by the office or you come to dinner. It's a big event when you have three little kids. And, you know, she's from St. Paul. So that's a big deal when you're leaving St. Paul and you're all of a sudden we're in a new place and didn't know anybody. I tell you what, we ended up loving it there, the city. Everything was great, but it was just kind of a decision as we were having our fourth child. And I was looking at my oldest and just kind of going, boy, time's going too fast. So try to slow it down and give this a shot.
And it's not like you got stuff, oh, I have to go to Cretan. Oh, my God, it's horrible. I mean, you got one of the premier programs in the state.
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate to have a relationship with Mel and Mike Scanlon before, who had been there forever. Obviously, with my wife being a alum, I know a ton of people through her, Matt Burke, a bunch of those guys. And I just
you played with Matt, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And my kids go to school up in St. Paul, so we're kind of in that community as well. And it's just it's a comfort from that level. And then, like you said, on top of it, just to be at a place that has the kind of tradition and the kind of – and I say this all the time, too, not only the kind of tradition, but I am lucky enough to know a lot of those guys that have come through and have had tremendous success, Matt being one of them, Michael Floyd being another. I mean, you can –
Oh, Maurer wasn't too bad. He wasn't too shabby there.
And to a man, each one of them's a great person,
yeah.
Very supportive. They stand for all the right things. So when they come in around our team, it's not like, hey, do what this guy did so you can make $1 million. It's, no, listen to him because he's going to tell you that being a part of this team is the coolest thing you'll ever do, and it's going to make you a better person if you buy in and love your teammates and do all the right stuff. So it's just really nice to have a bunch of people in a community that reinforces what you're trying to do as a program.
That's very neat. You know, we're going to take a quick break. So we have to talk to Kelly in Vegas and get her picks and views on a few things. And I'm sure she'll probably be asking us about the Vikings because she wants to know exactly where they are for her to make some of her picks.
The bucket handle diagnosis.
Yeah, the one about the bucket handle tear. You know, the segment with Kelly, by the way, will be brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years. You don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. They feature thin crust, New York-style hand-tossed pizza, and pan pizza, 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, there's a Chanticleer Pizza Grill. Full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pasta, pizza, of course, and so much more. Great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to chanticleerpizza.com. ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. And Kelly be with us in a moment, along with, well, Brooks Bollinger, Jeff O'Brien, Kevin Cusick. Be right back. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer. And we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the BSblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. I haven't heard this rendition of it.
No, you never heard. I did a rendition of this when the Mitchell Report came out.
Really?
Listing all the players that had taken steroids. And it took me about 2 days to get all the rhymes down. And I never recorded it, so it was just in written form in the paper. But every single player, some of the suppliers.
That'd be good to put in the musical form.
Yeah.
I would someday. I got to get a band together.
Someday. That was our first song.
Yeah. Very good.
There you go.
Katie Harms with us. Kevin Cusick, former Vikings quarterback, Creighton Durham Herald coach, Brooks Bollinger, business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, and Kelly in Vegas is with us. And Kelly, we are ready to answer any question you might have, although you're probably up to date on the Vikings. I think they're better off where they – well, losing AP is not the greatest thing, but I think they're going to be just fine.
I have to agree with you. Actually, it's funny – I'm doing a fantasy football league, a big money league with one of my buddies, Mark, and I text him on Sunday, and I was like, oh, we really need a new running back because we have Arian Foster. He's questionable. And he goes, you should pick up McKinnon. And I said, I think that's a great idea. And I don't mean to laugh about an injury, but I'm pretty impressed with our, you know, pickup. I mean, McKinnon, I think, is going to be a great replacement, and I don't necessarily know if AP is going to be missed as much as maybe some people think he's going to be.
He was averaging 1.6 yards a carry. I mean, going back to last year, his last five games, he had one game over 100 as 104. The next best was 69 yards. He averaged like 3.5 or 6 yards a carry. He really tailed off at the end of last year, and I don't know if it's because of his age, but there's got to be some explanation why in the last seven games he's gotten nothing going that he's played. So, and he could be out. He may not play again for this team or any team because he's going to be 32. He's due $18 million next year from these guys. And, yes, he could take a pay cut. But remember, he wanted that big salary. He wanted to up his salary a few years ago, and he's making really good money then. So it's very much up in the air. And Brooks, by the way, Brooks Bollinger, he coached at Pitt when T.J. Clemmings was moved to right tackle, so he knows a lot about him. And well, you do like him, Brooks, it sounds like. You'd think he just, he might be a little raw, but he's got talent.
Yeah, I like him.
New left tackle.
In the long-term scheme of things, I think he's got the mentality for it. He's a great guy, and I think he's got the ability. But I don't know what that means for this week, you know, and where he's at. So,
luckily, Bradford will be wearing a helmet and padding. So,
yeah. Yeah, you'll find out exactly how good or not he is because you're facing a halfway decent defense. It's not going to get much worse than that or much tougher than that. Although Houston in a couple of weeks won't be a joyride either with J.J. Watt coming in. So now you, now Kelly, I wanted to go through again just so people know how to get in touch with you. You at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, kellyinvegas.com if they want to subscribe to your picks. And you're also doing vegasinsiders.com and CBS Sports, you're doing something with them, right?
Yep, I'm doing sportsline.com, which
Excuse me, Sportsline.
Well, it's called like a little branch off of CBS Sports.
So, you're busy this year.
I am very busy this year.
Well, that's why we appreciate you making some time for us. Well, in college, what do you? Is there something you're really liking? Is there a college game that you really like? And if you have any questions about Pitt, Brooks might be able to help you out there.
Well, I don't think Pitt's the right side this weekend. That's for sure. But I don't have a big opinion on that game. I just like North Carolina. Plus, they're 5-0 straight up and against the spread against Pitt in the last five games. So that kind of makes me a little weary about them. I actually really like Georgia Tech tomorrow night. I know everybody thinks I'm crazy, but you know they've had Clemson's number for the last 6 years in this matchup, at least against the spread, and that's all that really matters. We saw this game at 9.5. It got bet down, and so somebody with a lot of money agrees with me here. We're seeing it back at probably 9.5 again. Let me look. Sorry. 9.5 is what we're got at right now. So every time it's going to get bet down, we'll call them the squares are going to go right in and bet some more money on Clemson. But I do like the Yellow Jackets tomorrow night. I've been looking at a lot more at college this week. It looks like I'm going to have a small – or I'm sorry, NFL this week. It looks like I'm going to have a small college card. I am looking at Marshall, though, and I know everybody seems to think I'm crazy on this one, but I've talked to a few guys that tend to agree with me a lot, and they do. And this one, I think this is one of those games where not that Louisville's going to have a letdown by any stroke of the imagination, but they're coming off that big win over FSU. And Marshall's just going to come in and kind of, you know, just be a team they need to beat by three touchdowns.
What is the spread on that?
I'm going to take the 25 points and hope they can keep it kind of close.
Now, have you looked at the Gophers for this week?
I have, and you know what? I don't think the Gophers need to be laying 16.5 to anybody. I know they're coming off a bye week. I know that Colorado State's not that good. As we saw, I picked them in week one to hang tough with Colorado. As we've now seen, Colorado's a much better team than I originally gave them credit for. I think you guys will win the game, no problem, but it could easily be like a 31-17 type of game. So to lay the points with Minnesota is kind of not one of those things that I want any part of, to be honest with you.
Now, in Ged Brooks.
Well, I was just curious about the Badgers.
Being a Wisconsin guy, what do you think of the Badgers?
I want to like the Badgers so bad. I really, really, really do. The LSU game was great, no doubt. Minus the fact that besides Notre Dame, Michigan State hasn't really played anybody. They were impressive on Saturday. I think that 6.5, 7 points is too much. I just don't know if the Badgers can pull off the upset.
Is that in East Lansing?
Yes.
When you're a Wisconsin grad, you have to stay with them, right?
Oh yeah, I stay with them all the time.
So you must have been pleased to see Joel Stave was with the Vikings.
Yeah, Joel's good. He did a good job in the preseason.
Yeah, he did. He actually looked very good. You know what? I'm sitting here, Kelly, looking at Brooks, and he honestly looks like he's still in school.
Can you smell this gray hair, Bob?
Oh, you know what? I've seen guys go prematurely gray and bald in high school. But I mean, are you weighing an ounce more than you did when you played?
I weigh less. Yeah, I weigh less. I'm right now, just been so busy, I kind of waste away.
Bummer.
You're one of those guys. You just can't keep the weight on.
Yeah. Guys like this are the kind of guys like me hate because of the shape that you're in.
Now, here's a good stat for him as a Badgers fan. 7-2-1 against the spread as conference dog since 2008. I think the Badgers are the right side. I could see it being a field goal game.
So if you decide you want to bet the game, the Badgers are the way to go.
I've been beat into my head a long time ago. I've got to stay away from that.
No, that's probably a good idea.
I enjoy listening, though.
Yeah. Now, what about the NFL games? We, you know, because we have that Debbie Lang, who is she's on with us some Tuesdays and Fridays. She's in the Survivor League, and she has gone through two hellish weeks. She had Seattle in week one and Baltimore in week two and was able to survive them both. I told her, don't even hesitate. Jump on Miami. Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I think that's initially, because they're the biggest chalk on the board, the right way to go. I haven't seen Cody Kessler do anything since USC, which, as we all know how I feel about USC quarterbacks in the NFL, Josh Gordon's still suspended, but I don't see any rhyme or reason why the Dolphins should be a 10-point favorite to anybody. As we talked about earlier, Arian Foster's questionable. I don't think I want any part of that game. I also had to sweat it out week one in Seattle, but I was on the Panthers, who got it done in the second half last week. I think for a survivor pick this week, I got to go with Green Bay. I know the Lions upset last year in Lambeau, but they're 1-24 straight up in Lambeau. I mean,
wow.
Green Bay, yeah, Green Bay's laying 7.5. I mean, not to mention they're great against the spread after a loss, 20-11-1. I think not only is Green Bay the right side here, but I also think they're my survivor pick for this week.
Now, what do you? Well, let me ask you about one of the other games that you really like that just is jumping off because of the number, and then I want to hear what you think of the Carolina Vikings game.
Well, it's tough for me because anytime I pick the Broncos, here I am going, well, you're a Broncos fan, and I get that. I totally do.
But so you know them better than most people would because you follow them so closely.
Right, and right now we're looking at the line at -3. The books have juiced -3 to 125. They're really trying not to move off the key number of 3, and I can see why. They want all the Cincy money they can get or all the Broncos money they can get, hoping maybe for even a push. Broncos are 11-2-3 against the spread as a dog, 13-4 against the spread on the road the last few seasons. I understand this is Trevor Siemian's first road game, but I got to stick with my favorite mantra. You got to take the better defense plus the points here. I was not impressed, at least offensively, with Cincinnati last week. You know, one touchdown against Pittsburgh, which is a big rivalry game for them. I could see Denver winning this game and, you know, easily covering the 3.
Now, how about those Vikings?
Well, this is hard because, actually, if you wanted me to be really honest with you, I think I'm more biased towards this Minnesota team than I ever am about Denver. And I think it's because everybody knows I love Coach Zimmer because he's got a pair, as we saw. So the guy that I'm dating is a Packers fan. So on Sunday night, we're sitting there watching the game. He also was holding a Vikings ticket, +2.5, which, you know, games can end 21-20 pretty easily. So, you know, his heart was on the Packers, but his money was on the Vikings, so yeah. I think it was hard for him. But he loves his Vikings team, too. 15-2 against the spread over the last two seasons. And it was so funny when he's, like, just telling Zimmer, he's like, just kick the field goal, just kick the field goal. I'm like, no, he's going to go for it on fourth down, watch. And he does that kind of stuff, and I love it. I also was really surprised by Sam Bradford. As a person who, you know, when he was at OU, I wasn't his biggest fan. You know, then he goes to St. Louis. He didn't do really anything for the Eagles. I was really surprised by his output. I know that, and I forgot the guy's name already. We were just talking about the I think it's your left guard is out.
Alex Boone. No, the left tackle is out.
Left tackle,
Matt
Khalil, sorry.
Which is not, Khalil. I mean, he hasn't exactly been lighting it up.
Well, not this year, but in years past, he's been good for the offensive line. We talked about the AP injury, which, like I said, I don't think it really matters. 7.5 is a weird number, and it always is for me because it goes across a key number of 7. I could see this also being a 6-point game. It's going to be tough for Minnesota to get the outright win. Like you said, this is going to be one of the best defenses they're going to face all season besides the Texans. But I think Zimmer's got enough guts to keep it close because when other teams just kick the field goal, he's going to try to go for the touchdown. Also, I'm actually mad I didn't get him on waivers. Diggs is a beast. Normally cheer in those games for if I have no money on it. I love Jordy Nelson. I went to college with him. Great wide receiver. I think a lot of people expected him to finally have a breakout game, and he has yet to do so.
I think that's coming this week.
What's that?
I think that could come this week.
It could. But, you know, speaking of that, I was cussing other K-State alum Terrence Newman for getting those two penalties right out of the gate, which allowed Green Bay, you know, to get, I think it was 43 yards was one of the penalties to get their first touchdown.
Well,
you know, because he is hard to contain.
Kelly, he's 48 years old.
38. I don't see how he could be that old. So I'm going to be 33. I guess, and Terrence was a senior my freshman year, so that makes sense. But still, I'm like, when they said that, I'm like, how is he – that doesn't even make sense mathematically that he's that old. Either way, if he can keep himself under wraps and not get stupid penalties, I think you guys can keep it close. I want to make a case for you guys to win this game outright. It's just – it's really tough.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and you are right about Diggs. Actually, what Brooks had said – I had said he reminds me of Anthony Carter – and he, and you did say that he's not there yet, but tell her who you think he, the way he plays the game, who he reminds you of.
Antonio Brown.
Oh.
I don't think he's as explosive right now, but I think he's got a similar game.
That's,
I like it.
That's high praise. And by the way, Kelly, here's a few other, have you looked at Dexter McCluster for a pickup, if you have room to get someone? Or isn't that... Artis Payne supposed to be the starting running back now for Carolina with Stewart out?
Oh, they got Fozzie
Whitaker.
No, I
think
Stewart they like Payne better. Artis Payne
hanging
better.
Hanging on my bench.
And then, you know, and then Jordan Howard. I mean, he can get more carries in Chicago. There's a lot of running backs who could be suddenly getting a lot more work. But and also, if you start betting high school games, always take Creighton Durham Horn, no matter what the haul, no matter what the points are, because they're just gonna, you won't be disappointed.
There's only a few degenerates I know that
that do
tend to bet high school football out here, and they always bet Harvard Private School Bishop Gorman.
Don't even tell me that. I don't even want to know.
Well, you know what?
I haven't got involved in that yet.
You're an investment guy. It might be a good thing to push to your clients. To your clients.
I don't know that I take Creighton over Bishop Gorman.
Vegas high school betting is a whole other thing.
Yeah, right. There you go.
All right, Kelly, thank you so much. Kelly in Vegas, always a great time talking. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. I don't mean to put you on the spot. The last thing a coach wants to talk about at any level is betting.
I'm going to ask him about point shaving, Bob.
Yeah, let's go right to it.
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
I have a question for you, Brooks. Being an armchair quarterback and after the fact, were you surprised they played Sam? Were you surprised they picked him to start the game?
I don't think so. To me, you know, I think – when they picked him up, I said, okay, it's nice to have Pat Shurmur on the staff. Because when Sam had his best, you know, his rookie of the year or whatever, Pat was the offensive coordinator. So at least, I know it's not his offense right now, but to have a translator in the building with a veteran quarterback just speeds up that process so much. Because you can at least talk the same language. So I thought that would speed it up. I know what kind of talent he has, and I think the thinking kind of has to be, let's get it going. We know we're going to go this direction eventually. I don't think it was a 50-50. You know, they didn't ultimately sign him to have him sit on the bench, even as well as Sean would have kept playing. But so I think you might as well get that process started and start working the kinks out now, because it's a long season, and the more you can get under his belt, the sooner the better.
Hey, did you – just because you were in North Dakota, and did you consider playing at the for your dad? I mean, you obviously were a high-level – quarterback to go to a Big Ten school, and you're a freshman, Big Ten freshman of the year. But did you consider staying there, or were there? I mean, how many? You must have had a great deal of options of places to go.
Yeah, kind of. I think most kids in North Dakota go to UND or NDSU, right? And then once in a blue moon, you have somebody go to the U of M or Montana or Wyoming. So you know, you just didn't get a lot of recruiters coming through there, I guess. I got some interest from Iowa. Brett Bielema was actually the coach recruiting me at Iowa, Wisconsin, the Gophers, until Wacker left. Jim Zorn was recruiting me on Wacker staff, and then once Mays came in, I think they already had a guy or something. So
who was their guy?
Assad.
Okay.
Abdul Khalik.
Assad Abdul Khalik, yep. So he's a good player. I think that's the direction they went, if I remember correctly. I think we're the same class. But I always I just assumed I'd play for my dad growing up. I mean, University of North Dakota, they had great teams when I was growing up. I was a junkie. I felt like I played on that program. I had a ton of friends that went and actually won a national championship at UND. And the Wisconsin offer just kind of popped up, and I didn't know anything about, geez, I see these kids now go through the recruiting process, and it's so much more extensive than it was when I went through it. You know,
you didn't have the press conference with six hats in
no,
front of
I
you.
Didn't have a hat. I wasn't a hat guy.
Well, you got such nice hair. You don't want to right. put a hat
there
on.
There you go.
Did they have that facility done then? Yeah, Wisconsin, when you were there?
Which facility?
The sports facility, the whole complex for recruiting and...
Not like they have.
It's unbelievable.
No, it's not. It wasn't even close to what it is now. They didn't even have a Jumbotron.
Now, unbelievable. Katie's been to a number of Big Ten facilities. Her daughter was a volleyball player at the University of Minnesota. So she knows, I mean, she's been to every campus in the Big Ten?
Yes, but I actually went there with the Gopher women's basketball team on a trip with them and toured the facility. And at the time, a guy by the name of Ben Frazier, who's a Roseville guy, was working at Wisconsin, showed us around, showed us the facilities. Ben Frazier is now on the Gopher staff, and he was a great ad. Great ad. They're doing a good job over there.
Yeah, that's good. No, it was totally different then. They didn't have any of the luxury boxes in the football stadium or the Jumbotron or the – that world has changed a lot. Just like college campuses now. It's like we lived in these crappy houses and old apartments, and now it's – somebody came – all these developers came in and realized they could make a lot of money, I guess, on these – now they got underground parking, granite countertops, rooftop pools.
I remember saying that to Catherine when she was recruited. You will have no idea what it's like to live in a dorm with two people and a bathroom down the hall because you're in an apartment with your own room. It's crazy to me.
I don't know how I got by without the granite countertops. Somehow I was able to plod along. And
you know what you would have done, though? You wouldn't have put anything underneath. You would have ruined the granite.
By the way, yesterday I watched something.
Would you have noticed?
No, I wouldn't probably. I was watching the Big Ten Network yesterday, and I want to know how many times Brooks went to the the breakfast place.
Yeah, Mickey's Dairy Bar.
Dairy. How many times?
Too many.
Be a regular.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, you put all that weight on
Saturdays and Sunday mornings. The hard thing there is you got to get a spot. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's great
if you're willing to stand in the line a little
there's
bit.
There's a little Euro like place Al's? Too, right by the stadium in Wisconsin.
The Parthenon.
That might be a little tiny hole in the wall right across from the stadium. It was phenomenal Euros.
No, the Parthenon was Wisconsin. State
would the star quarterback be able to cut the line at the Dairy Bar?
Not there. There was other places maybe that did or didn't happen. I was usually a stand-in-line guy. But, you know, that's the other thing that's changed so much, I'm sure, everywhere, is when I went there, you know, the establishments would close at 2 or whatever, and it would be a ghost town. Mm-hmm. Now it's like Las Vegas. I mean, there's so many bars and restaurants and stuff and development that it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, we'll be in Madison. We go to horse shows, and there's a national show. The Pony Congress is going to be, Shetland Congress is going to be there next July. So I'm looking forward to I like Madison. I've covered games there. It's a fun town.
Go to the terrace of the Student Union and sit on the lake, and you can't beat it.
First, go to the Dairy Bar and get a scrambler.
Yeah, get a scrambler.
Scrambler would be right up your alley with
gravy.
The cheese and gravy.
Oh, now you're talking. I don't need the gravy if there's cheese.
Oh, there's cheese.
We need to take
both. It's Wisconsin.
That's right. Oh, by the way, there is nothing better than Wisconsin cheese curds melted in a microwave, not with all the deep frying. I mean, they are phenomenal. Have you done that? Have you stuck them in the...
So you just, like, the ones you buy in the grocery store.
They're not
store.
Even deep fried? They're just...
No. The cold cheese curds.
Take them and put them in a microwave for a minute or so, depending on how many you have. I put it on turkey. I just put it with any type of meat. The texture and taste of a cheese curd changes dramatically when you have melted
Bob puts cheese in a microwave and he thinks he's cured polio.
But no one else is. Okay. Who was it that told me? Somebody had told me. You did.
Cheese
you
melts.
Tried it, right?
No, I didn't try it.
You haven't tried it? Well, you were telling me that they've got the great deal at the at Coburn's, but
yeah.
You got to try the
I didn't try,
melt
I didn't
the curd.
A tip yet.
Some people, they think you're kidding. Oh, you got to have a deep fried, you don't. It's phenomenal.
Oh, now next, you're going to have to graduate from doing it in your panini maker.
Well, here's what you do now. Get a tortilla and just throw some on and just have a nice little cheese roll-up.
Here's another pro tip. If you take ice cream and you leave it out on the counter for a couple of minutes and then eat it, it's so soft.
Yeah, I understand that, but many people haven't thought of sticking the curd in the microwave. Cheese curds have had a resurgence. You can get them at Holiday now. I mean, you can get them at most places where you get gas now. You can get a nice bag of Ellsbury or Ellsworth, whichever the hell one it is, cheese curds. The Vidor County, they got them all.
And they have microwaves at a lot of these gas stations,
I know.
Hey, Brooks, do you take it out of the bag?
Before we go, Brooks, do you want to give a little shout-out to the company you work for?
Yeah, Freedom Financial Partners.
No, well, we're not gone yet. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Ruth Lorden, and she'll give us a vibe of the day, and she'll tell you,
but he got the plug in.
How
That's
nice it's going to be for to have that undefeated season.
We should ask her about the Tommy Johnny game this weekend, too.
Oh, big game.
Up in college.
We'll do that.
Undefeated, both of them.
We'll do that when we get back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. We are back. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop now. The business and leisure attorney, Jeff O'Brien. And Jeff, by the way, thank you for bringing in our other guest, Brooks Bollinger. He set that up. Former Vikings quarterback, current Creighton Darham Hall coach. I think he's headed for coach of the year. They had that in high school, right? So. Undefeated season, state championships, the whole nine yards.
Sainthood.
We're just trying to, yeah.
Well, he is at a Catholic school. It makes sense.
They can negotiate.
That's
that.
What I'm in it for. There is
the sainthood.
Sainthood.
First Mother Teresa. There is no Saint Brooks. You'd be the first.
Well, it's.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think. Am I wrong? I haven't heard
I
of one.
Know. All right, well.
The patron saint of what?
I don't know.
All right, Ruth, Ruth Lorden, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. She is at the Medina tonight. Now, Ruth, Jeff had a question for you because his alma mater is playing its biggest game of the year. If they win this game, they will go undefeated in the regular season, and they went to the national title game last year. Likely. St. John's versus St. Thomas. Do you have a vibe on either one?
His team, is his team St. John's?
No, St. Thomas.
Because is St. John's the favorite?
They're home.
Yeah, generally.
Yeah, St. Thomas has won the last few years, regardless of where it's been. But they are at home. The Johnnies are at home this year.
Yeah, well, because the St. John are the favorites, and they are really trying to do an upset, and they're going to play dirty.
Figures.
They're going to play real dirty. They intend to win, and some guys on your team could get hurt if they try to stop it, because these guys are playing dirty.
Well, I'm sure the Johnnies would disagree with that. But that's you better get in touch with
Jeff. Give us your fair, balanced take on that.
I haven't known the Johnnies to play dirty, but it wouldn't surprise me.
No. Now, I wanted to ask you about Brooks as the coach at Creighton Dareham Hall. I'm predicting.
Yeah, when you mentioned him, he never got hit. I'm seeing this wild energy because he never got his just due as a quarterback. He got screwed over not once but twice. They never gave him a chance. He never got his shot. And it's all coming to rest now, and he is going to be getting finally the recognition he needs.
Wow.
That he deserved, that he should have had. He was very patient. He never said anything. He was a gentleman. He never said anything, but he got screwed over twice and passed over twice when he really shouldn't have been. And it's his time to shine now.
Would you say he showed the patience of a saint?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I did, yeah.
That's funny. Well, it's a good combination because you have somebody who, you're a good coach. You went to a good program, and it's a good melding. So, I think you are going to have it. You could be there. How long were the Scanlons there?
Yeah, a long time. Forever.
That's what I mean. You could be there 40 years if you want.
40 years.
But he got screwed over not once but twice when he was in the pros, and he never got his chance to shine.
Well, the good thing is this job pays just as well as that one, so I'll really get rewarded.
Well, and the one thing I didn't ask you, Brooks, and if you lie, we'll know because Ruth will tell us. What do you aspire to as a coach? Do you want to be a college head coach, NFL coach? I know right now, at the moment, you're happy where you are, but, what was the long-range plan at some point?
I tried the college thing, and I did. There's parts of it. I grew up, listen, since I was a little kid, I knew I was going to be a coach, right? And that's what I grew up around. Before I ever thought I'd have a chance of playing, I wanted to be a football coach.
Because of your dad?
Because of my dad, and then – beyond that, then I had a high school coach that had an unbelievable impact on my life and the lives of my teammates. So one of the big reasons I'm in coaching isn't for the, the X's and O's or the accolades or the winnings and losses. That's all fun, and we enjoy that. But
it keeps you in coaching.
It's to have the relationship with those kids and try and have that impact on those kids' lives. Because I do think football is a game. It's a unique sport. We don't cut anybody. There's only one ball in the field, and there's about half the guys in the field at any given time aren't even allowed to touch the ball by rule. We have about 10-1 practices to game. So it's a lot about the stuff that you don't read in the paper, right? It's a lot about the self-sacrifice and the brotherhood that's created and all the work you do behind the scenes and really truly building a team. So I'm in it to use it as a vehicle to try and have an impact on these young men. And that's what I'm passionate about, and that's why I enjoy it. And really, we just see where it takes us. But for now, family's set, and hopefully they'll be wearing that helmet here in not too many years, and I'll have an opportunity to coach them.
Wow. Now we'll ask Ruth, how many years will be at Creighton?
Well, what I'm seeing is he's going to have an offer to coach a professional European team, and you might as well go for it. What a great opportunity for your family to live overseas.
Not in this day and age.
Well, yeah, right. It depends on probably where it is.
There have been coaches from Minnesota that have gone to coach those European teams.
I got a psychic feeling about that because he's a winner. He's got a winning record and his pro history, and people know you, and this is going to come through somebody you know. I mean, it's the people that know you and this whole group of people, your whole brotherhood, and I think it could be really a nice experience.
Well, the Vikings are moving their facilities right down the road from my house. So, is that too? Is that a bridge too far?
Is that another country? Well,
is Egan. That Europe? Ian's kind of got time
right here. Yeah, I suppose.
Kind of the Europe
little
of the
flare,
South Metro.
Little flare there.
Ruth, give us your vibe of the day. We're going to have to watch that one and keep an eye on his career.
Yeah, we got to get somebody else here to use gold coins. The universe is providing extra energy today. our part is to direct it towards our goals or pray hard and have faith if we don't have a goal. Otherwise, that energy scatters with the winds and causes confusion and even anger, which we'll see those angry folks out tonight. So be on guard and please don't be one of them.
Well, why are we going to see the angry people tonight?
Well, see, there's a strong energy going out today.
Yeah.
Now, feel it and you direct it towards a goal if you have a goal. But if you don't, pray hard and send it up and have faith and get a goal. But for the people that don't, they're just going to be scattered by this energy. And when you're scattered and confused, you get angry.
Well, my goal is not to run into any of them.
Yeah, Ruth, good goal.
Ruth, thank you. And again, you'll be at the Medina,
tonight
and tomorrow night. And if you want to get in touch with her, at Psychic Ruth and RuthLorden.com if you'd like to set something up to talk to her at the Medina. Thank you, Ruth. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, take care. I want to say thank you to Kelly in Vegas, Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, At the Loop Now, business and leisure attorney, Jeff O'Brien, Brooks Bollinger. Give us the name of that business you work for again, and you're taking, you have room for a client or two more?
Yeah, we're at Freedom Financial Partners, and we're located in Woodbury.
What's your email? Or not your email, what's your website?
FFPforme.com.
And that's how they could, that's the best way to reach out to you?
Yes.
Who do you guys play this week?
White Bear Lake, homecoming. Big week. That's getting me nervous when she's talking about that energy. All the stuff going on for these kids homecoming week.
Remember, energy's good or bad.
All right, okay, that's my speech to the team here in about an hour,
yep.
Right?
She basically said you're going to be a star, and Kevin has you up for sainthood, so I think you're going to be fine.
My energy's great coming out of here today.
He's going to Europe, though, to find the next Moritz Bowling.
I got some thoughts on that.
we just need all the three teams around here in purple to win this week.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you're talking about the Vikings, you're talking about Crete, and you're talking about Buffalo.
St. Thomas. We have four teams then.
All right. Now, Katie, please give the information of where, because your husband has become a regular.
Yeah, well.
If they have any orthopedic issues, and if you have any players that do, he's done a ton of knee injuries, and but all types. He's full disclosure, Brooks, her husband, Dr. Dana Harms, my son has a dislocated kneecap from football, and he's treating him, and my daughter has the fractured collarbone from being, you know, knock. Basically, he did a bronc busting thing. A friend of ours sent us something on Facebook, and he goes, "Hey, Knight, you lasted more than 8 seconds.
That's
you
true.
Need to work on your dismount." Jeez. And it looked like a busting bronco. It was. You saw the video?
I saw it up to the point where before. I'm so glad I didn't see the throwing, the actual throwing.
Yeah, I saw it live.
She was fortunate because we heard you.
She was thrown into shavings, and it could have been a lot worse if she'd been thrown into a wall or something else. Fortunately, she didn't hit her head, but it was a little scary. But how can people get in touch if they need orthopedic work with your husband?
Yes, he's with the Line of Buffalo. So it's a little bit of a trek from the Twin Cities market. However,
it's
a great hospital, great setting, great clinic out there. And off the top of my head, 763-682-5225.
But if you want, if you type in Dr. Dana Harms, HARMS, Buffalo orthopedic surgeon, you'll find the number.
You'll find the number.
And you'll get the
website
to do it too.
A Line of Buffalo. And
thank you to Katie at Katie Harms, by the way, on Twitter, if you want to say hello to her. Thank you for filling in for Sam. Yesterday you were going to come in, but today you made it a special day because she's all banged up and milking this for everything she can.
So, I'm happy to help her in any way I can.
Well, greatly appreciated.
Not so sure about
it. Sorry. Thank you again to Kevin, to Jeff, to Brooks, and thank you to our listeners and our sponsors, and we will talk to you later.